This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Rich Brake, who is co-chair of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute's National Civic Literacy Program, as well as the Institute's Division of University Stewardship. We wanted to get his reaction today as President Obama officially signed into law the Healthcare Fix-It Bill, which includes a government takeover of the student loan industry, which the president spent quite a bit of time today saying was a good thing for students across the country. And, Rich, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
The president says this will save taxpayers money and it will help students because the middleman, which is the local bank, is eliminated here. Good analysis or bad analysis?
Well, maybe incomplete analysis. Some of this, obviously, we'll have to see in the future. But when's the last time you ever heard of a federal bureaucracy doing something less expensive than the private sector? That would be my first impression of it. My second reaction is that it's probably a good thing to take out the middleman, but who's actually going to administer these loans? You'd have to create a federal bureaucracy to do that, so I don't think you're going to end up getting the savings. And let's say you do. I've heard that a lot of that money is earmarked not to pass along savings to the consumer, but also to help pay for health care. And then finally, and I think this is maybe the most damning criticism, is that every time the federal government gets involved in trying to increase federal aid to higher education, and I'll take the president at his word. I think he is trying to help, and there's no question that college is much more expensive than it used to be. But every time they do that, colleges don't respond by lowering their price. They actually increase their price. And so I just think it's just going to keep families on this treadmill, because every time you increase the demand for a product, the price goes up, not down.
Rich, if you were to be asked the best way to reform the system as it was until today, what were the biggest needs?
Well, I think that if you take a couple of steps back and say, what's the problem with college? It's not that necessarily too many people are going to, or too few people are going to college. I think the biggest problem is that the quality of the product has gone down. And because of that, with more people saying they have a college degree, that necessarily waters down the quality of that particular product. And in our civic literacy studies, for example, we have found that the longer you actually spend time in school, the less you know in questions of American history, American government, and economics. So instead of trying to deal with this cost question, and again, I think that the intentions are good, why don't we work on trying to see what the outputs of higher education are? And if they're not good, maybe they should be using that money for other purposes, starting a business, getting some technical training, other things that would actually help the economy maybe more than this.
Rich, another area I'm pretty sure you've studied is why the cost is so high. And you talk about, you know, the government getting involved right now and it'll probably go higher. But you've done some investigation into where the money comes from and how colleges have raised the tuition to the level that it is when it could probably be quite a bit lower. What do we need to know on that front?
Well, I think what you need to know is that higher education is one of these weird parts of the economy where you can actually increase your price and increase your selectivity and actually increase your the demand for your product. It's not like most parts of the economy where in order to get more people buying your product, you reduce your price because you're trying to send a signal that you actually are more prestigious than your rival. And so I just think that it's very damaging to a lot of American families because they're getting costed out of this very expensive product, and I don't think that a lot of kids are best served by going into a four-year university.
In terms of what kids can be looking at now if they don't go through the bank, you mentioned you're not really sure how this will be administered. Any idea how this is likely to be structured?
Well, look, I think in the short term, what you're going to see is not much change. You're going to see that you're going to borrow from this particular website as opposed to that particular website. It was always the case that the private sector only got into this business because the federal government guaranteed the loan. So if you ever defaulted on it, guess who's holding the bag? The American taxpayer. So I don't think that that's going to change all that much. What is going to happen over time is that you're going to have less purchasing power from those loans, because the higher ed marketplace is going to, again, crowd out. It's going to be more demanding, and therefore colleges are going to do what they always do, which is to increase their costs. And so eventually, again, this is not going to help. This is just going to keep folks on the treadmill, so to speak.
Rich, any indication that because the government will be dealing directly with students, that they could perhaps favor certain institutions, perhaps put more regulations on institutions or what students have to do?
Yeah, look, with the money comes the control. And at least with the private sector, there was much less of the kind of playing politics. I hope that's not the case. I think it would be actually extremely difficult for them to start picking winners and losers and do it in an effective way. But that doesn't mean that they won't try. You know, the devil's always in the details, and I think that while there's good intentions behind this, just creating a new federal bureaucracy, in my mind, isn't going to help the matter.
Well, we'll keep watching to see what the impact is. Rich, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Craig. It's a pleasure.
Same here. Rich Brake, co-chair of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute's National Civic Literacy Program, also for the Institute's Division of University Stewardship. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.